K-Rock 955. This is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist. While the BFL Grand Final was being decided down at Torquay and the GDFL Grand Final is Sunday afternoon, the GFL Preliminary Final is taking place at GMHBA Stadium, and St Mary's have come from fifth. They've come from the clouds to play in a Grand Final. You've got to remember that they had to win their last round clash with Leopold to make it. They did that. They then picked off the Lions in the elimination final. It was Newtown and Chilwell last week, and today the two-time reigning Premier St Joseph's, who's been a bit of a bogey side for the Saints in finals, and they got the job done to the tune of 26 points. Co-coach Travis Robertson, good enough to join us once again. Robbo, congratulations. Are you pinching yourself that you're into a grand final from a situation that at the start of the season was seemed a mile away?
Yeah, look, there's a fair bit of pinching going on there, Tom. Look, it's been hard yards, but to the boys' credit, they've really done an awesome job. And even today's game, it got tight. And to your point, they've had the wood over us in the big games. And you could be a little worried that they might have rolled us late in the game, but our boys responded really well, and it was a great result.
You made a very fast start. I think you had four goals in the opening 10 minutes, and it really set the tone for the day.
Yeah, actually, at one point you could sort of look at yourself or look at the coaching staff and think, shit, this might be a big result. But to St Joey's credit, and I guess that's why they've been such a good side, they really knew how to knuckle down, and it was a grind after those first four goals. And I guess, you know, the 26-point result probably justifies how close the game was.
Yep. I think they got back to 8 points. I think they kicked the first goal of the last quarter back to 8 points. Is that when you were getting a bit nervous?
Yeah, I was getting a bit nervous there at that point. And so was the majority of the bench. They obviously got a lot of experience. We nullified that and was able to get some goals late in the game.
Tom Lang's wonderful final series continued. He's now got 13 goals in September. Kicked a bag of five today.
Yeah, Langy's had a great finals campaign. He was one of those guys that we identified early in the year that we'd like to play forward, and we tried that early and it probably just didn't really work for us, and we rolled him back. The last time we played Joe, he was probably our best player playing at centre-half back. But his form up forward has been awesome, and we like how he catches it, but we just like the way he competes at the footy.
Trent McMullen's obviously coming into the side late. We know he was away first half of the season. He had to spend some time in the reserves. I think he played a couple of games there before he gave him an opportunity at senior level. But his last month has been outstanding.
Yeah, he's a rare athlete, actually, Trent. He's probably 6'4", 6'5". Could maybe do with a few more kegs on him. But he's quite lean, but his agility and his ability to run and jump at the footy is pretty elite, and that's probably what the Cats have seen in him. He obviously hasn't had an opportunity to have a VFL campaign this year, but I'm sure he'll get that next year. He looks like a natural backman. He has all the assets to potentially go a little bit further.
Is he a bit Blitzarves-like in that regard? Obviously, Blitzarves' background was athletics, but McMullen's background being basketball, but behind the footy suit him more than, obviously, forward or in the ruck?
Yeah, it does, actually. I think it's probably a fair comparison. He was a little unsure. We played him in the reserves in his first game in the back line. So he was in there ones, and then he was out with some soreness, and we put him in the back line, and he wasn't really sure what all that meant. But I'm pretty sure he'd be pretty happy with it at the minute, because his form's been outstanding down there. He can, and to his credit, he can take a tall or a small. So he's looking quite comfortable.
Are you going to have any selection dilemmas going into the grand final? You took your 22 in, obviously. Josh Cowan is going to be the one everybody will be keeping an eye on, whether he can get himself right for Saturday's grand final against Colac.
Yeah, look, we'll have some selection dilemmas, that's for sure, because we've got a squad of 26, 27 that are pressing for a game. Obviously, they didn't get an opportunity to put their foot forward in terms of a game today. But we'll have a look at that. But right at the minute, our form is good, and it's hard to try and break that. And it'd be unlucky for anyone in the 22 that didn't that if they were to miss out.
Can you put a percentage on Josh Cowan playing?
Oh, it'd be very low, I'd say. Can you? He's probably still sitting in the hospital at the minute himself, actually. His wife gave birth to their first son, Sullivan, overnight at about 11 o'clock. So he's got his hands full at the minute. And, look, I think he'll put his hand up, but I'd suggest it's unlikely.
Well, Trav, you've got a big week ahead of you, a fourth consecutive grand final for the St Mary's Football Club, but looking to break that run of outs. Well, wrapped for you. Congratulations. Well done to you and Keastie. Off to another big dance for the St Mary's Footy Club, and look forward to the build-up to a big clash against Colac on Saturday afternoon at GMHBA Stadium.
Yeah, thanks, King. It looked a long way away at one point in the year, but we're wrapped to be there.